Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City, to bring you information you may not find on those other radio shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here.
Is that it? Yeah. Is that all you have, Anthony? Is that the show today? Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're always happier with us. I know last week was a challenge for me anyway, because 3 weeks in a row of having 2-hour-long episodes and having plenty to say, it was really hard to cram everything I had to say into 1 hour. I have gotten some positive feedback about the 2-hour shows. I was told that we cover a lot more and that's a good thing. So, and we have new people coming in the office that have been listening to the show for quite a while, apparently. So they're driving into the office in Sun City from Gold Canyon, and I'm not sure exactly where that is. Isn't that out by, past Maricopa and all that? I think it's pretty much on about as far on the other side of town.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know where that is.
So, well, if you're listening, you know who you are, and we look forward to meeting you. So this would be great. Last night was our West Valley Men's Networking Group, second Tuesday of every month. If you're a man and you want to network, no 30-second commercials, no speakers, just guys getting to know each other, having a Pepsi or Coke or whatever kind of pop they have. And it works. I mean, we had Brian there yesterday, Brian from Nifty Lending, and his timing was good because a couple people have questions about, refinancing, is this the time and all that. So it was great. We almost got Mike from Frank's Honest Auto there yesterday, but at the last minute, his wife had something for him to do. So I'm not sure how his wife takes precedence over us and our networking group, but I guess that's the case. So hopefully next month we'll actually have everybody meet Mike. Your neighbor, I'm not going to mention names. I know he listens to the show too, but your neighbor is one of the coolest people I've ever met. So, when I say
really funny hearing him, because he'll be working on his trucks or cars or whatever he's got, and I'll walk over there and I was like, oh, I know that voice. You'll be listening to the podcast. I get a kick out of that.
And this is great because I tried not to say his name or give any identifying information. Right away, you're like, well, he's working on his truck. So now we all know which neighbor it is. But anyway, he's super cool. A couple of weeks ago when I was talking about the young person that was enthralled by all the new information they got from me, it's so awesome to talk to younger people that care about what's going on. And this guy, I mean, your neighbor, he's super, super smart. I'm guessing you know that by now. I've met him at the happy hours. I saw him at the baseball game. So I've talked to him. But last night was the most in-depth. And it's just, he's super smart. He said, I need to be careful giving up people's HIPAA-protected business. But he said he's got an old 401k. So I am here to publicly remind you, we are here to help you with that old 401k. I said, why haven't you ever sat with Anthony up to now? You know what he said? He's honest, too. I love this guy. He's like, because I'm lazy. Like, really?
Oh, yeah. I hear that a lot.
Honest. I'm like, that is awesome. I thought you were going to say, just how busy you are. That's what I tell everybody. I'm just too busy. You're too busy to take care of your stuff? Well, yeah. He's like, no, I'm just lazy. I'm like, so, I'll remind you periodically until you get that done. So I told him, I think time is of the essence. I think he ought to do it sooner than later. So he might become a client too, and that's cool. He gave a couple different analogies last night about the world and everything going on. And he said that he kept saying canary in a coal mine. And he said that he's got a really good job. He doesn't have kids. He's like, and it's hard to get by. He was talking about the expensive things. We started talking about eggs and all this stuff. Because guess what? Another egg shortage or huge price hike seems to be on its way with all the chickens being culled currently. Now they're starting to cull beef. They're starting to cull cows because, some new HN51C32 has jumped from cows to birds or birds to cows.
Cold and now means to slaughter, too, by the way, for those that aren't following along.
Cold means that's true. But the word cold just seems so much more calm, and they're not gonna slaughter the baby cows. They're gonna cull them. Oh, that's nice. Is that like petting them? Well, yeah, but with a knife. But anyway, so he said canary in the coal mine. He's like, things are really tough. And he said that his canary in his coal mine is really sick. But he said that a lot of the people around, their canary's dead. He's like, it's already so far gone, it's dead. Like, how do we get it back? You know, we talked about the price of homes and all this stuff, and I don't know. It's fascinating getting to talk to people from all different walks of life and know that they're paying attention, you know, and it's interesting to me politically how the verbiage has been changing a little bit. You know, we don't talk about the inflation as much. You know, the word a year ago, the word all over the place was Bidenomics. You know, everybody's doing great. The unemployment levels are low. And, you know, I did notice last week the unemployment rose to 4%. So it's creeping up slowly. But the word Bidenomics, all of a sudden, it's gone. You know, I've been looking for it lately to see, are you still happy with the economy? It's kind of gone. So I guess the distancing has begun. But this is not a political show. It's a financial show. So I will move on. If you're listening to us and you're anywhere near the Glendale, Phoenix, Sun City area, and you want to join us, second Tuesday of every month at 4 o'clock, we meet at Throne. We've got a guy there named Kyle who does a wonderful job with us. There's usually too many people for him to take down names, so he just numbers us at this point. He's like, you're number one, you're number two, blah, blah, blah. So, good job last night, Kyle. Last week, one thing that you and I, Anthony, after the show talked about was to cram everything in. I generally leave the most important stuff for last because I'm trying to keep people around. I mean, I'm trying to get the fluff out of the way first, and then you have to stick around for the second half if you want to hear the important stuff. And we kind of agreed that the problem is then I either run out of time or it's too rushed. So I'm going to go right into the more important stuff first today, and then we'll get into the fluff later if we have time. You know, as you know, if you listen to the show and you've listened for any length of time, our job is to sound alarms. This, you know, another money show that's tongue in cheek. We are not like the others, thank goodness. So, you know, we tell you, we want you proactive, not reactive. We want you prepared, not scared. I think that the only reason more people aren't worried, aren't panicking, they can't face what's going on. I mean, we've been on for, what, 2 years and 2 months now, and we have never had a shortage every week bringing you new stuff. It's all negative. I mean, we don't have time to bring you the positive stuff, and we tried. We tried to get people to come to our office and pet puppies and kitties, and they didn't show up. Yeah, and now that invitation it stands daily because thank goodness we have an office dog. So big sign in the window, caution, office dog is here. I love this. If you're learning,
professional office we have.
Yeah, we're not exactly like the others. So do you even own a tie, Anthony? I'm curious if you even own a tie.
Oh, I love suits. I really do.
That was the question. Do you own a tie?
Oh, I've got like 50.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen, every time I've seen you in a suit at like a wedding or something, it's, you know, that hip, casual, modern suit without a tie thing.
Yeah, it's not a casual suit. I don't like ties. I can't get into them, especially now that you don't have to anymore. I'm just done.
It's like a corporate world news. I mean, who likes ties? Anyway, so we have an office dog. Keep that in mind if you want to come visit us. If you're allergic to dogs, let us know, and we'll make sure the dog stays at Anthony's house that day. One of the reasons, you know, when you talk about canaries and coal mines, it reminds me of another animal analogy. Do you remember the thing about the frog in a pot of water and you put it on the heat? So the frog's enjoying the water, nice fresh water. And then you start turning the heat up and the water starts boiling. Well, the water boils so slowly that the frog gets like kind of lethargic before it has a chance to jump out. You've heard that before, I'm sure. So that's what's going on in this country. Everything we bring you for 2 years and 2 months, none of it goes away. It just piles on. The water is getting to a boiling point, though. I mean, we're a frog in a big pot in this country, and the pot's boiling. You know, when I look at being early, I really am going to keep saying this. I'm not wrong. I'm just early, and it's piling on. I think part of why people can't face it, they don't want to. It's uncomfortable. It's overwhelming. I haven't read it in a while, so I'm going to read it today. Normalcy bias. That is one of my very favorite psychological terms. Well, politically nowadays, it's projection. Look that one up. But normalcy bias, to me, covers why I'm so worried and all the people around me are not. So this is just the simple, this one's Wikipedia. Normalcy bias is a cognitive bias which leads people to disbelieve or minimize threat warnings. Consequently, individuals underestimate the likelihood of a disaster, when it might affect them, and its potential adverse effects. The normalcy bias causes many people to not adequately prepare for natural disasters, market crashes, and calamities caused by human error. I figured I'd whip this normalcy bias definition out again today because my talk last night with your neighbor, who I will name unmentioned, but apparently he works on vehicles, he is worried. He's young. He's in his 30s. He's young. And he told me a little bit about his family and his history. And I'm like, yeah, they've been through some rough times. And he, like me, agrees that the times that are coming might be rougher. So I don't know. And anyway, let me, enough of my soapbox, let me start getting into the things that I think are most important for this week and then go down from there. On Monday, this, and by the way, today is the 12th of June. You know, when I talk about, you know, new information for 2 years and 2 months, do you know we have never repeated a show? Christmas, you know, New Year's, it doesn't matter. Whatever our show recording is that week is new. So if you go wherever you find your favorite podcast, you can go back and hear all of our shows. And we have road mapped what is likely coming through all these different current events. But every show is new. So this past Monday, I believe that would have been about the 10th of June as we record this, we were taken off the petrodollar. There was Saudi Arabia had an agreement in 1974. It was on June 6th, or was it June 8th? I can't remember. 1974, the Nixon era. And we were in real hard times in this country. We had an agreement, like a contract with Saudi Arabia to only exchange oil in the world using the U.S. dollar. We were the world reserve currency. We were the petrodollar standard for commerce. It was removed at midnight this past Sunday. So Monday morning, as we all went to work, we are no longer in a contract with Saudi Arabia. Interestingly enough, on Monday, the oil prices didn't move any more than normal. You know, we're still in the 70 range. So, you know, politicians, go ahead and fill that strategic oil reserve like you said you would before it hits $79 again. So nothing moved. I didn't really think it would. I thought, like everything else, they would keep this out of the media, keep this quiet, and nobody would have to talk about it or worry about it. But
using the petrol dollar doesn't necessarily have anything to do with gas prices. It has to do with how other nations buy gas.
I understand that. But what you're saying is this won't affect the production, the OPEC nation. The Saudi Arabia is also, they joined the BRICS nations. So don't you think when they get rid of the dollar and they stop trading in our currency, people won't need our dollar?
Well, yeah, no, that's the whole point. I was waiting for you to get to that point.
Oh,
that will hurt the economy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're trying to hurry me up? Well, and I think with the OPEC manipulation, I think with them no longer using the dollar around the world, I think it very much will affect the price of oil. I think it's going to accelerate the demise of us as the world reserve currency. That was a big area in which it mattered. And now, as of last Monday, it won't matter. So I think really starting October, we're going to see what the BRICS meeting, you know, has. I think starting in October, we're going to see how big of a deal this is. But basically, it's this thing. It's saying they don't need us. It's saying that they can, you know, they can exchange oil in euros and yuan.
Our whole fiat currency is referred to as the petrol dollar, and we're no longer the petrol dollar. So we've said that multiple times on this show, that the only reason our dollar is staying up the way that it is, and obviously we're losing to inflation, so it really isn't even staying up at that. It's that we have so much debt as a country, which only push us along as people keep buying it. Well, we just lost the reason for people to buy our currency.
Yes. And don't forget, with the BRICS nations growing like a weed, there's another term I'll give you today, if you're not familiar with it, to look up. Look up M-Bridge. It's like one word, but it's capital M, capital B, small, R-I-D-G-E. And let me give you the Wikipedia version of that. Enbridge is a multi-CBDC platform developed to support real-time, peer-to-peer, cross-border payments and foreign exchange transactions using CBDC, based on a blockchain called the Enbridge Ledger. The platform is designed to ensure compliance with jurisdiction-specific policy and legal requirements, regulations, and governance needs. Currently, five entities are jointly developing Enbridge. They include the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, the Bank of Thailand, the Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates, the Digital Currency Research Institute of the People's Bank of China, and the BIS Innovation Hub of Hong Kong Center. So you're noticing these are all like Asia. These are all, you know, I don't see us in here. I didn't see, you know, our country listed in here. It's all coming at once. They're going to be able to use their own money for all kinds of commerce, including oil now. So it's overwhelming. I mean, who is going to turn off this radio station and start poking into Enbridge and poking into the petrodollar and how we were just removed as the currency? Probably not very many people. But I think over the next weeks and months, this is going to become extremely important. And then fast forward to October when the BRICS have their meeting, and I think they're going to unveil the fact that they're gold-backed. They do not need to rely on the U.S. dollar whatsoever. And then I think that starts the demise of us. And what do we do about it? One of two things. Either we go to we go to our own central bank digital currency. I'm sure Jamie Dimon's got one ready to go. Or we go to war. I mean, you know, what helps economies? You go to war. And we're on the doorstep of war right now. We have been for years. You know, when you look at around the globe, I mean, we're spread pretty thin. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's still something going on in Israel, as far as I know, with Palestine. We're still in Ukraine, I think. I know this past weekend, I know that Zelensky was like admonishing Biden about how long it's taking to get him more money. And apparently our country was apologizing to their country with the delays. Our president was apologizing on the delay to get more money to that country. It's like, oh my gosh, if we were only supporting their war effort, do I agree with it? Personally, I do not, but I would understand it. We are paying into their version of their social security system. We are paying pensions in Ukraine. So I don't know. But anyway, Russia, I just heard this a few days ago. Russia has a nuclear sub like 60 miles off the coast of Florida. And yesterday, apparently, what I read was now we can't find it. We lost sight of it. So, I mean, it's a nuclear sub. Its job is to get close to wherever it wants to send nukes. So I think we are at the closest we've been to nuclear war in my lifetime. And I, when I was young, had to go in the hallway at my school and put my knees up against my chest because that keeps away the nukes.
Around during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
The Cuban Missile, that's where we got a new Cuban Missile Crisis. That was even in the same area and region. I mean, you know, maybe they'll bomb Cuba too. You know, Cuba, what a cool story. I mean, finding old Mustangs and cigars, and I'd like to visit Cuba. So I guess today these things so far that I'm bringing you today are very heavy, very dry, very boring, but at least make sure you kind of poke around a little and remember the word Enbridge, you know, look into the petrodollar.
Like you made this very nonchalant point. Like, this is probably everything that this show has been building up for. Like, this is that moment. And you're just like, yeah, no, we lost the petrodollar. You know, there's no reason for other countries to keep buying our crappy debt. So, and that's it. Like, you get so animated over miscellaneous BS, and this is like the one point, and you're like, it's collapsing. This is it. We've kind of come to that.
Here's up.
Maybe, have you JR, are you a victim of normalcy bias? Have you just accepted your fate?
Put my head in the sand.
What's going on? Like, I was actually really excited to start this episode for this point. I was like, this is the whole episode. This is the only thing we're talking about. This is it. We're done.
We want people prepared, not what? Say it with me. Scared. I'm trying to be calm. I don't want people scared. I want them prepared.
Now,
you know what I want to do about it?
I'm all right.
I'm going to get animated now. I'm a frog. I'm getting ready to jump out of the pot and get animated. You know what I want people to do? Because you say it all the time. You're the one that tells me I'm too animated. You're the one that tells me it's too
much. But now's the time for you to be animated. Like, if there was a point for you to, like, be you, like, this seems like the time. And it's like,
that's my moment to shine. Like, but you know what? And you have been in my life since you were, like, 10 or 11 years of age. You should know this. With big stuff, if I a major car accident, I'm super calm. But you give me a hangnail on my thumb, and I freak them out. I am very, very under pressure. I'm super calm. Little stuff just trips me off. I have a very short fuse. I have little man syndrome, Napoleon complex. I have all those things. But it's all for little stuff. This really is everything I've thought for 20 years is going exactly the way I thought it would. But now we're at the end. We're going into an election season that is the most chaotic, potentially. We'll see. And by the way, I saw your Instagram this morning where you put on Alice Cooper for president. And I don't know if the irony just escaped you when you put that on. So what are you always fighting? What establishment? You're a punk rocker. What are you always fighting? You're fighting, like, basically rich old white men. And
You know,
who are your choices for November 5th? Trump, Biden, RFK, and now you're Alice Cooper the mix. I mean, it's just hilarious. It's like, you know, no woman here, no person of color here. Anthony's going to put in Alice Cooper. You know who I said last night to your neighbor? It's so hard not to say his name. I want to shout out all day to him today because he made such an impact. You know who I want to be president? And he slowed me down for a couple of reasons that shocked me. I want Joe Rogan. Here's somebody who can reach. I like Joe Rogan as much as young people. You know, I mean, as the young kids, like you say, he's whack. That Joe Rogan, he's groovy. I like Joe Rogan. You know why I like Joe Rogan? Super common sense. Tough is all get out. I don't think people will intimidate him. Like, Alice Cooper? He's 10, 20 years older than me. I was listening to Schools Out when I was in eighth grade, Anthony. You were a big fan of Kiss your whole life. I was in the Kiss Army like 15 years before you were born. So I just found it hilarious. I'm like, Alice Cooper for president. And by the way, I love that you know, little clip you put on there. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'll fit in. It's like, yeah.
That's perfect.
I mean,
my election day shirt last year last election was the Alice Cooper for president. It was a head for every bucket.
Nice.
I think that was the slogan. What was this, like, terrible person for terrible times or something like that is his new slogan this year? I think it's hilarious.
Well, and you know, in all seriousness for a second, come November, whether it's Joe Rogan, if you ask me, whether it's Alice Cooper, if you ask you, whether if it's RFK, if you ask some people, this is going to be a real weird election. I don't think for a minute Biden's going to be the nomination. I mean, if he makes it to the two debates, I'll be happy as a clam. You know, he'll go up and freeze and shake hands with ghosts. And
only 3 months away. Who would they choose as somebody else? Because they're not toting anybody else. There's no push for anybody else.
Where did you get 3 months? I'm going June to July, August, September, October, November. I'm getting 5 months. You're worse in math and numbers than me. You took your shoe off and you came up with 3 months for November 5th.
Close enough. It's 4 or 5 months. It doesn't matter.
That's how we do our financial.
We're halfway through the year and it's a couple months before.
That's how we do our financial planning. Yeah. It's close enough. Do you think I should do a Roth conversion? We'll get you close to it. You know, well, and my thing, and yes, I think it'll be Newsom or Michelle Obama, all the names you've heard. I just think it'll be anybody but him because it's too much. It's too scary. You know, when he was in France last weekend, I don't want to get too far in this. Again, we're not a political show. The conversation around him potentially having an accident on stage, and then the media tries to cover, he was looking for his chair. Like, if we have to talk about the fact that the president of the United States could have or could not have soiled himself on the world stage, that enough means it's done. This is elder abuse at this time. I don't give a crap what side of the aisle this guy's on. Get him out of office. Get him home. And I don't think, I don't know, there's the passion. The end of the world, you know, yeah, I mean, we're going to lose the dollar and the Russian sub is going to nuke us. Get get the president out of the office. Yeah, no, I do get fired up about that. So, and my thinking is, Anthony, even for you, I'm just going to say this lightly. This is the most important election of your lifetime. And yes, the last one was also, and the one before that, and the one before that. They get exponentially more important. So vote carefully. If you dilute the vote with Alice Cooper, Joe Rogan, or RFK, I think this time you may be making a mistake, but that's just me. So need to...
RFK is a legitimate competitor, yes. And you've talked about how much you hate either. Yeah, well, that's because everybody has your terrible opinion of, I hate everything that's going on and I'm going to do nothing to change it.
Well, I certainly have no doubt in my mind who I'm voting for. I mean, I don't need to tell you. If you listen to the show, you know who I'm voting for, and it's not RFK. Just because even if I thought it's time to get rid of the two-party system and there was a viable way to do it, I'm all ears. There's not. You know part of why this vote is so dangerous? The country is so polarized. When you have half the country that hates the other half of the country's political ideologies, it's dangerous. If Biden stays, the inflation, all of the stuff that we've talked about, it's over. I don't think the country is, I mean, it's this is going to be chaotic. If Trump gets into office, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, civil unrest, college campuses, that could throw us into civil war. I don't want World War III. I don't want civil war. I want none of that to happen. So you and your generation and your neighbor, you guys can focus on fixing a few other things. I got a list of items for you. You guys have to fix healthcare, politics, borders, yeah, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. You got a lot to do. We have debts and deficits and derivatives and all kinds of stuff to do. I don't want to have it start out with a bang like World War III or civil unrest. And Jim just said, we have 1 minute left. Holy cow. We got to work on this two-hour thing regularly. By the way, tomorrow, they're going to repeat this episode tomorrow, Sunday at 1. So if this went too fast and you want to hear it again, tomorrow 1. Or our website, you can go to anothermoneyshow.com. You can email us if you have questions or show ideas or whatever. And that's at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Or pick up the phone and call us 623-523-0444. And we will help you, one person, one couple, one family at a time, get under the radar in preparation for the demise of our dollar and World War III. With that said, we will be right back. Thank you so much for being with us.
Are you concerned about market volatility, rising taxes, economic uncertainty, and how it could all affect your future in retirement? Then tune into Another Money Show to learn how you can protect and grow your hard-earned money. Another Money Show, every Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot. Protect your hard-earned money today and learn more at anothermoneyshow.com.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to Another Money Show on 960 The Patriot. And if you missed the first half, you can re-listen on Sunday at 1 p.m. We'll have a little re-air. And I think we're going to move on from our topic from the first half, but it's probably the single most important thing that JR just kind of casually glossed over. But if you have not heard already that we are no longer the petrodollar, our contract with Saudi Arabia to trade in oil for U.S. dollars is no longer a thing. So we will see how many people or how many countries continue to buy up our bad debt since we've been demoted too. Didn't our financial institutes or our government as a whole get downgraded because of our mass amount of debt being significantly higher to GDP? And so anyways, the only way that Ponzi schemes work is as if people keep dumping money into it. And we've been warning you that countries are actively trying to not dump money into our country anymore. And the loss of the petrodollar is going to be huge. And JR just kind of glossed over that. So we wanted to make sure we brought that up and continue to bring that up. And I should say glossed over it. He just wasn't animated. He wasn't fun or interesting about it. He was very factual and boring like I usually am.
I just like to be calm under pressure. That's all. I mean, everything I've said since I've known you has been right. It's just been a long road to get there, but now we're here. And speaking of buying debt and all that stuff, today is Fed Day. I forgot to mention today, you know, the CPI numbers came out this morning. Today, or are they going to raise rates? You know, here we go again, bated breath, anticipation.
Even if inflation is zero, let's just say price doesn't change from where we're at now for the next 5 years.
Yes. It's still 30% higher than it was 5 years ago.
Exactly. But they'll write all these articles about the market and how the market is going to be great because inflation hasn't gone up. It doesn't take into account that you just got screwed over the last 4 years.
Yes.
I love these articles because the way they spin it is so obnoxious. Like, oh, inflation year over year is 0%. We're fantastic. Like, no, you got screwed the last few years, and now we're just peak. We've hit the peak of you being screwed over.
It's these people, so Jared Bernstein, Jerome Powell, Yellen, these people caused this. These people, they told us there's no inflation 4 years ago. Then they told us, well, there is, but it's transitory. We all had to learn the word transitory. It means temporarily, guys. And now it's okay because it's slowed. My analogy, if you're hitting me with a stick, you hit me 10 times last week with a stick. Why you only hit me 2 or 3 times this week with a stick? It still adds up. Then you've hit me a total of 10 or 12 times or 13. I'm not good with math. I'm better at math than you. The election is 3 months out in your world. I'm sorry.
We're less than a half a year away.
Okay. And it's going to come fast.
Whatever. All right. What else you got for us?
And by the way, some of the stuff we bring you, and yes, today, a little more important that Enbridge and the petrodollar, those are two really important things to watch. But some of the stuff, I mean, you know, when we tell you this stuff, if I tell you things and they don't happen, so what? I mean, I'm just some crazy old man. I mean, who cares? But if we don't tell you these things and they do happen, then our show, it didn't go the way it was supposed to. We are supposed to bring current events to you because they are going to affect your finances and potentially your life. And by the way, we bring you solutions too. It's just harder to find them in the episode because we're so busy talking about all the problems. But we've been telling you for 2 years, some of this is very, very simple. Pay down debt. If you have debt and you have other options, pay it down. Put some cash at home. Get the hell out of these banks. You know, last week we told you that the Fed came out and said there's 63 banks that are on the imminent collapse list. Oh, they won't tell you which ones. We don't want to help you. That'll panic you. That'll cause a run on the banks. So let me guess which ones they are. I mean, but really, we are in deep trouble. We don't have time today for the banks, but you know where we stand. When we think that'll change, we'll let you know that. As of right now, close your safe deposit box, put some cash at home, come to us, and we'll introduce you to the world of insurance, how there's insurance companies. I'm not talking medical or healthcare like Blue Cross and Humana. I'm not talking property and casualty like State Farm and Allstate. I'm talking about companies that you can put money. We have a CD alternative for 1 year. We're in the rate as of today. It's this way today. I can't promise it tomorrow. On the 12th of June, it's 5.1% for 1 year. You have a 30-day window for that 1 year. You can take it out. You can leave it. You can take part of it out. So we have solutions for you, not just problems. You know who's got a good solution?
But it's not even the interest rate that's the factor, right? Because you could get more than that in a CD.
Not much, but yes.
Why is it important?
We want you to have 100% coverage on your money. Your FDIC.gov. I like how you're coaching me today. This is nice. I need a life coach. I need a financial coach and a personal coach. So the FDIC.gov, we tell you this all the time. Poke around on there. Anthony looked again yesterday, and it's still at 1.15%. That means you're going to lose 98.5% of your money. When, not if, when, in my opinion, allegedly, you know, all that stuff, when we have the closure of the banks. If you haven't researched the term bail-in, there's still time because it hasn't happened yet. Will it happen this Friday at 5 Arizona time? Maybe. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, people are like, well, you know, how do you know? I don't know. I'm just watching the rest of the world. I'm watching our debt. I'm watching our deficit. I'm watching derivatives. I'm watching enough to be worried. It's more than a coin toss. You know, in my opinion, it's more than a 50-50 chance. going to happen. So I'd be ready for it if I were you. But, and we have ideas on how to do it. So we're actually, you know, if you have a 1-year CD, or, you know, you got a high yield money market, you're going to leave the money there for a year, and we take that out and we put it into an insurance company for 1 year, which goes by pretty fast. How are we lessening what you're doing? We're helping you diversify. We're bettering your situation, probably with interest rates, but who knows right now, but for sure with safety. You looked up the company that we are representing. We're fully independent, by the way. So we're the company we're representing for the 1-year product. It's hard to find 1-year products. The company's been out since like 1890, I think it is. I forget what it is. It's like a 130-year-old company. You looked up the rating. It's A-rated. You looked up the solvency. It's 100. What is it? 100%.
At least the last one that the last financials I could find. I don't know if that was, I'll look it up right now. I think that was Q1 2024 financials. And yeah, it shows a solvency ratio of 110.1%.
So for every dollar you entrust them with, they have $1.10 ready in reserves in case something went south. How did you feel in 2008 with your stock market? How do you feel? You went 15 years with no interest rates. And now all of a sudden everybody's like just celebrating in the streets. I can get a CD for 1 year for 5%. Ask them for a 5-year CD. You know, where the yield curve is still inverted. You know, the longer you put your money with a bank right now, the less they're going to pay you. Do you wonder why? Do you wonder if there's any chance they're only giving you 5% right now to slop the bleeding? Did I say slop? They want to slop the bleeding right now. They don't want you to take your money out. They want to reward you for putting more money in the banks because they are in deep, you know what. So speaking of 2008 and the stock market, this is something I find interesting. There's a new stock market coming. So according to Investopedia, and I've heard this from multiple sources, but this is the article I printed. According to Investopedia, on the 5th of June, BlackRock, those are the people that are buying all your houses, by the way, BlackRock, Blackstone, Vanguard, BlackRock-backed Texas Stock Exchange. I am so excited. The TXSE Group announced plans on Wednesday to officially file registration papers with the Securities Exchange Commission to create the Texas Stock Exchange. The project has received $120 million in funding with investors including BlackRock and Citadel Securities. The Wall Street Journal reported backers of the effort pledge it will be more CEO-friendly than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Texas may soon be home to a new national stock exchange. The TXSE group announced plans Wednesday, file with SEC, So that is wonderful news because you know what the best thing we can do in life? Competition. Less monopolies. The stock market is 100% rigged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has 30 companies in it. When one underperforms, they take it out. You know, we I think it was last week, we got to bring up the word plunge team again. If you haven't, plunge team. When that little snag happened when Berkshire Hathaway was down by 97% in the morning. Yeah. I mean, boy, what a deal. Pick up some of those shares. So the plunge team, you know, you better have that definition in your mind to watch out for that. When the market goes up, you know, the NASDAQ or whatever, S&P 500 is where the plunge team became known. So if it goes up 10, 20, 30%, they let it. If the S&P went up 30% one day, they would let it. But if it goes down, I don't remember what it is, even like 8%, they stop it. That's a rigged game, kids. If the market goes up, whatever, they don't stop it. But if it goes down a certain percent, they stop it. Then they give it a cooling off period. Then they reopen it. If it happens again, they do it again. They stop it again. They can do that multiple times during the day. I think 3. And then they stop the trading for the day. Oh, geez, what a rigged.
So what exactly, right? I know you release the stock exchange, right? Like through the NASDAQ. They're the ones that help bring the IPOs and kind of manage the exchanging of the stocks. But what exactly do they do? Like, what does bringing in this Texas Stock Exchange actually do?
It's Texas. So I think it's going to be less DEI. I think it's going to be more for the people. I think it's going to be, I don't want to get this political.
How is it more for the people, though? It's just, I've got a company. I'm going to go public and sell shares.
I think it's going to be an alternative to the manipulation. I think they're going to try to make it a more fair stock market. I think they're going to, yeah, I mean, the FANG stocks, the Magnificent Seven, they're going to try to make it more fair and let people have more, I don't know, and we'll see. I mean, the articles I read just say that it's coming. They don't break down what companies are being invited to it, so we'll see. So and my understanding, Anthony, is we will see, but it is supposed to be a more fair and equitable benchmark for people. Texas is going to try to get rid of some of the manipulation. Here's an article for you from the 9th.
That's the part that I don't understand is how, because we talk about stock market manipulation all the time, but I don't think any of that actually comes from the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ.
How do you say that?
That's the derivatives. Because all they're doing is transacting the shares between, right?
But wait a second. We just said that if a company, in my example of April, was they didn't like the performance of Walgreens, so they took it out of the Dow and they put in Amazon. They do that with the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. It's just a lot of names you've never heard. I mean, I think there's manipulation behind the scenes that they're going to try to flush out. And I don't know. We don't know enough yet.
Benchmark. It's not like they make the companies de-public. It's just...
No, but if they remove them, they're de-public from their... I mean, I understand what you're saying, but they're taking it out of that bucket.
Yeah. But I guess I don't see the relevance.
Well, and until we know more, let's not spend too much time on this because I have other stuff to get to. But I mean, it seems to me like whenever Texas wants to do something, I'm all ears and eyes. I want to see what they're going to do. I mean, they're not doing this, for their jollies. I mean, this is going to compete with the NYSE is what I think here. So we will see. But this didn't give me any company names that they're going to have in it. So I don't know. So, but if definitely related to this, Zero Hedge on the 9th of June, this article says it's time to investigate the Virginia retirement system. So here is going to answer your question on what states are doing to work with manipulation and the stock markets. Documents obtained by the American Accountability Foundation have revealed that Virginia retirees' pension funds are being used to implement a far-left agenda. This is an outrageous betrayal. Pension fund managers should be focused on maximizing returns, not on pursuing ideological goals. The Virginia Retirement System, the VRS, a state agency that manages the pensions of hundreds of thousands of state residents, holds voting rights at the annual shareholder meetings of companies in which they are invested. Well, of course they do. Your mom, Sandy, our office manager, and my wife of 20 years as of June 5th, she has Walmart stock. She has only a couple shares. She's not an investor. I got her this thing from a thing. I don't even know if the company still exists. It was called like oneshare.com. And I bought her a stock Walmart. And now she is like spun into two or three shares. She has voting rights. So, of course, we all do. You know, a stock, you own piece of the company. So you have voting rights. If the state of Virginia, an Arizona version is the ASRS, the Arizona State Retirement System, if they're trying to vote in, you know, an agenda, that's problematic. And this article is certainly saying they are. It's given examples. So let me read a little further. The AAF's review of proxy votes cast by VRS or its asset managers since 2022 found 74 votes supporting extreme leftist policies, such as racial and gender pay gap reports, efforts to defund conservative candidates and pro-business trade associations, radical climate policy, and pro-abortion initiatives. What the hell? Focus on making money so your pension doesn't go broke, Virginia. Stop trying to change my world. And there's examples here. I'll just give you one of them so you get an idea how this is actually playing out. On May 24th, 2023, VRS, advised by proxy advisor ISS, voted for Proposal 13 at Amazon, which called for additional reporting on gender and racial pay gaps at the company. This type of request, a report, is a tactic used often by the left to shame and intimidate corporations into adopting its preferred policies. In this case, racial and gender quotas. the proposal brought forward by Arjuna Capital chastise Amazon for alleged unfair pay and working conditions and claim that diversity in leadership is linked to superior stock performance and return on equity. The proposal noted that minorities represent 70% of Amazon's workforce and 34% of leadership. Women represent 45% of its workforce and 23% of leadership. I mean, are we going to hire pilots, you know, because they're a certain skin color or gender? I want to stop all this. I want to stop pinning black versus white, man versus woman, gay versus straight, haves versus have-nots. I want to start hiring the right people for the job. If you're the most qualified, we want you. Look at this. Look at how political the Supreme Court has been. You know, talk about PAC in the court just so you can get more of one political ideology. You know, we have to have a woman of color join the Supreme Court just because that's what we need. Is she qualified? No, that doesn't matter. It's what color and gender. So that's what this is saying. So you've got an entire state's pension that is trying to proxy vote these things, which they should abstain from. They should just try to make money for their holders. And now I have to look into Arizona because your mom, Sandy, is a retiree and she's in the Arizona state retirement system. So I wonder if they're doing this shenanigans too. So it just, it makes me angry.
Any company that has votes for your shares, you know, when people are spending money on mutual funds and these ETFs, some company owns all of the actual shares in that company. So you own a slice of the pie. Somebody owns that pie, right?
Yeah. So do you think your mom votes for Walmart when they put out the proxy every year? You think she actually sends one back in? Of course not. So why is the state of Virginia sending in 74 last May?
Because they own it.
Abstain. Yeah, that doesn't mean it says here that they've got proof that they're voting for stuff that's definitely far left.
Yeah.
Wait, what if it the same article?
You don't think that Texas state retirement is voting for far right stuff with their proxy votes?
I don't know. This is new to me, Anthony. This is the first time I've ever heard.
Vanguard, State Street, all of those companies selling all of these mutual funds where they're owning the individual shares. Talk about that all the time, how they pretty much own everything, the whole country. They're voting for whatever their best interests are, whatever it is that will make them more money.
Well, and this is brand new to me.
Voting for whatever they believe is going to benefit them the most. It just happens to be left-leaning things. I don't know. Okay. It's an interesting article. I you saw that. I read through it. I think it was a lot of, I think it's building a bigger story than it actually is, but that's just me.
I don't know. And you might have just made it a bigger story because if I find out that, you know, some states are voting more conservative, that's a damn shame. They should abstain and let they should focus on whatever makes their people money to stay solvent. You've talked about the pension guarantee fund being broke. I don't know. I just think right is right, wrong is wrong. I think these agendas, that's why the country's folding. I said years ago, and I've said this to you long before we did the show, how does it all end? I think we go into civil war eventually and we redivide the nation. Rough terms, I think we go, say, half and half to red states and blue states. And roughly, I know there's I'm not going to stereotype. I know there's going to be crossover. I know that there's sweeping generalizations, but half the country is going to be vaxxed. The other half is not. Half the country is going to be conservative. Half's going to be liberal. We're going to split up. And nobody can ever picture that. It could never happen. I mean, we'll see.
Well, we already had a civil war. We already tried to have it happen. So it could definitely happen.
Well, I think it will. I mean, the North and the South, this time it'll be the right versus the left. I don't know how else we end. We're way too divided and too far apart to ever go back to the middle. So I don't know. So let me get to something else. I don't know what kind of time we're looking at, but here's one that personal to me. This is from June 6th from Just the News. Feds send millions of taxpayer dollars to the Taliban. Says here, after two decades at war with the Taliban, the U.S. government is now sending millions of taxpayer dollars to the terrorist group. The Taliban.
Yeah, we gave them Afghanistan, so of course
we did. And now we're funding the Taliban, who's running Afghanistan. The worst exit of a country in the history of left. You know, tons of military equipment, and now we're funding it. I can't get this. You are going to be told your Social Security is going to get cut. You're going to be told you have to be older to come into it. You're going to be told younger workers have to pay more into the system. While they're sending money to the Taliban, I'm pissed about them sending money to Ukraine and to the pensions in Ukraine. But I think it's even more sick that they're sending it to the Taliban. Just me.
Of course.
Just me thinking. All right. So that's a nothing burger. I mean, move on from that one. I don't know. You wanted
what
the pension.
Doing. Yeah.
So
do you have the Wells Fargo article, though? If we only have 5 minutes left, was that one of the ones on your list?
Oh, yeah. I've got, man, just to read the titles. And then, yeah, let's look at the Wells Fargo. FDIC issues warning to consumers about neobanks and fintechs. You sent me that one. My favorite one, which I guess there's no need to get into, another Zero Hedge article from the 9th of June. Bird flu triggers supply chain snarls in dairy industry as farmers increasingly cull cows. And guess what? Egg shortages and price increases are on their way, and it's coming with beef too. So yeah, the one you're talking about was from Yahoo Finance on the 7th of June. Wells Fargo sued over 300 million Ponzi scheme allegations. Wells Fargo has been facing a proposed class action lawsuit, which one? They're piled on. This is just the newest one.
I found a website too that lists all of them.
Oh, you need that.
It is an article we talked about last week, and I didn't save it, and it's really bummed, but I want to go back because it's astounding how many lawsuits just pile up with these.
You got to find it. I'll take a half an hour just reading them all and then let Wells Fargo come in and sue me.
Absolutely insane. Actually, that would be kind of a fun episode. So this one, it was 300 million. It was 100. It was 1,000 investors between 2011 and 2021. But basically, I don't know how far you dug into that.
Why, Doug?
The Ponzi scheme was essentially you're getting seniors to take out life insurance on themselves. And the company gets to benefit, and then the company distributes. Essentially, they're paying interest on deaths. So as people die, the company benefits these funds and then pays the interest on them, which the whole thing is obnoxious. At least that was my understanding of it. So maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's not. I want to use this as a quick reminder. We love life insurance for generational wealth transfer. We love it for the death benefit to pass down to your family. This investment, this Ponzi scheme, was just another attempt at people trying to package life insurance for what it wasn't supposed to be. We've had people come into our office to talk to us about buying life insurance for death or for debt management on the living person that took it out. So you're going to put in money into a life insurance policy to get a cash balance, which is 60% of the money you're putting in. And that's how you're going to combat debt, as opposed to just putting an entire dollar towards paying off debt. It doesn't make any sense. The be your own bank, I guess it can work in theory. We have yet to see it work for any of our clients. So schemes like that, generational wealth transfer through life insurance, fantastic. When you're trying to use living benefits, you're trying to use all those other miscellaneous things, you get Ponzi schemes like this. So that's my
idea. Before we close out, and don't forget to join us tomorrow at 1 to hear this again, the most important line of that entire article, Wells Fargo has declined to comment on the matter. Oh, of course they did. What are they going to say? We got caught. We're sorry because we got caught. We're not sorry up to the point we got caught. This has been going on for years. So if you have your money at Wells Fargo, good on you. We told you 2 years ago. 2 years later, we're still giving crap to Wells Fargo. I mean, get your money out. Get your money out of these things.
Anyways, that's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, have questions on any of the topics today, or you want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. You can book appointments with us straight from there. Remember, there are no minimums. There's no cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. And just remember, we lost the petrol dollar. Good luck out there.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.